It is way, way too easy to focus on when things are going wrong, when there's emergencies and problems and crisis that eats up all of your hours. But it's a little harder to notice when everything's going right. To that end, for the last few months, TextFiles.com, and more importantly, that machine which runs so many of my sites, has been doing just fine. It's been running a few dozen sites, and of course terabytes of data, along with being the mirror for a number of other places, providing them full backups off of my disk array. As day after day goes by with the machine running, I thought I'd recognize some of the issues in running a site for a quarter century, what that entails, some of the minor details that come to the forefront every once in a while, and what I think I have to do next. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Jeff Atwood, Daniel Boyd, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. For people who aren't listening to this linearly, the TextFiles.com machine went through a series of bad karma, ending with the actual server dying on me. Luckily, I was able to retrieve most of the data off of it and then rebuild what was missing, putting all of it on a separate backup, pricing out, and with the help of a number of people, buying an overpowered machine, which, in the vernacular of computers, means that it will eventually be sorely underpowered. But for now, it's a big honking machine with lots of resiliency, a disk array meant to sustain two major drive failures, and the ability to serve as much data as I could possibly want in the near, or frankly, the far future. All of cd.textfiles.com, pdf.textfiles.com, and all of the other sub-textfiles.com sites are there, along with the BBS documentary, GitLamp, and a number of other projects and repositories that have attached to myself since I've started using the web in 1993. The machine contains all the different layers of different projects and processes I went through in my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, and now my 50s. It's terabytes of data made by tens of thousands of people, providing itself to millions over the last quarter century. It's beautiful to me that it's been able to stay up, resist most of the forces of entropy, and lose very, very little data, very, very little data, if any, along the way. Obviously, I try to make most of the data downloadable so that nothing depends on my machine being up. There are a number of mirrors for some of the subsites, and where I'm a mirror, I know that I'm not the only mirror providing the service. With all of that in mind, the TextFiles.com machine becomes something that I'm not even thinking about day to day. I've got a lot on my mind right now, a lot of digitizations and travel and connections and trying to get my work done, and very little of it needs my attention on the site. Sure, browsers change over time and interpretation of HTML shifts a little bit, but if you've designed your site, like I have, to be a series of flat files with no real database behind them, it's going to just run. But what really tends to build up are the small experiments I've conducted over the years, cases where I've wanted to add a small subsite or a different project altogether, and I did all the work with the configuration file and creating complicated interlinking on a series of prototype HTML, and then life happened. Over the course of a quarter century, those add up. Buried in these websites and in the file directories are piles of cases of interesting things that I thought the world should have that I just never got around to putting out there into the world, described and linked, Also, there have been occasional cases of entropy and decay, even with my static site. Linking to a subsite that didn't make it from one machine to another, changing the location of a directory where it ends up being accessible by some of your links and not accessible with others. With dozens of domains to keep track of, it's always the case that I'll look at something that's been around for a while and ask myself, does this really need to go on? Are people being positively affected by having this here? Is anyone even using it? The focus and theme of what I put on my sites has traditionally been web and online history. But ironically, my own sites are becoming web and online history all their own. Remnants of a different time, of a different way of using browsers, the new idea of video and sound cards being a component of the web experience. And of course, mobile phones not playing a part in anything until I've long turned away. Buried in my bulletin board lists are lists that never got any processing. They're sitting there, ready to go, ready to be filleted and gone through and added to my own master list. But it hasn't been done. Textfiles.com has generally stayed the same. I haven't thrown a whole new bunch of text files on it in a very long time. I'm trying to stick with organic, kind of young person text files and not find every company or corporate-owned text that existed back in the 1980s. And so, in this world, in this stasis of data, I've got some work cut out for me going forward. The site needs an audit. It needs me to go through it, directory by directory, file by file, verifying configurations, setups, and looking for 404s and misdirections that fell apart as time went on. This is the fifth or sixth machine to run textfiles.com. It's something like the 10th or 12th to run cow.net. And with that in mind, I'm sure a lot of things have fallen by the wayside. I had websites for friends, websites that lasted as a joke, websites that were meant to be a repository of information, long eclipsed and overshadowed with my work at the Internet Archive. Why go crazy trying to do cd.textfiles.com when 50,000 CD-ROMs are existing at the archive? Why work on digitized.textfiles.com when the mere process of sorting incoming digitized computer history is, literally, my full-time job? But there's something quaint and beautiful about a smaller, curated version. To be a worker doing mass production at the Internet Archive, and then turning to a hand-curated set of the best on my textfiles.com machine. Nearly a half year of burning in and proving that it works, I think it's time to turn to textfiles.com and give it a once-over. A website like textfiles.com, rooted as it is as a modern reimagining of a bulletin board system file collection, is becoming very rare. The amount of domains that have the same website on them, with very little change going back that far, is becoming minuscule. But hopefully, with my to-do list in hand, my commitment to not turning to new technologies or making the system into some sort of dependency network of libraries and programming, and continuing my approach to leaving everything open for everyone to enjoy, textfiles.com could, hopefully, last a whole lot longer, in pieces or together, for a very, very long time. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Bikoyanu, Mark Pilgrim, Ernie Hershey, Michael Rubin, Craig Talbert, Dileep Reddy, Sean Kelly, Trixie the Cat, Martin, Sembiance, Tiggs, and Anonymous, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. I want to thank again the people who came forward when I lost the textfiles.com machine, when the drives started to die and the machine itself was in a form factor that my hosting company wanted nothing to do with. People let me dream. They let me buy a rack-mounted machine with piles of hard drives, massive amounts of memory, and a resiliency built in from the ground up to provide the machine with the ability to hot-swap drives and come back working great. That means the world to me. If textfiles.com were to disappear tomorrow, it would have served its purpose many times over. It got out to the world, memories of bulletin boards, and it represented a foundational way for research and for myself to work on the BBS documentary that came afterwards. It has done plenty. But just because it reached this hallmark is no reason to stop. And because people believed in that with me, who knew that 20 years was too short for a site like this, I was able to buy a machine worthy of the mission of what I was trying to do. Some of those people are listening. Thank you so much for believing in this. And with this spring cleaning, long overdue, I hope to do honor to what you were trying to support.